January 26. The Spirit may depart. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29. Those who resist the Spirit of God and provoke him to depart know not to what length Satan will lead them. When the Holy Spirit departs from the man, he will imperceptibly do those things which once he viewed in a correct light to be decided sin. Unless he heeds the warnings, he will wrap himself in a deception that, as in the case of Judas, will cause him to become a traitor and blind. He will follow step by step in the footsteps of Satan. Who then can strive with him to any purpose? Will the ministers plead with him and for him? All their words are as idle tales. Such souls have Satan as their chosen companion, to misconstrue the words spoken, and bring it to their understanding in a perverted light. When the Spirit of God is grieved away, every appeal made through the Lord's servants is meaningless to them. They will misconstrue every word. They will laugh at and turn into ridicule the most solemn words of Scripture warnings, which, if they were not bewitched by satanic agencies, would make them tremble. Every appeal made to them is in vain. They will not hear reproof or counsel. They despise all the entreaties of the Spirit, and disobey the commandments of God, which they once vindicated and exalted. Well may the words of the apostle come home to such souls: Who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. They follow the counsel of their own heart, until truth is no more truth to them. Barabbas is chosen, Christ is rejected. It is essential to live by every word of God, else our old nature will constantly reassert itself. It is the Holy Spirit, the redeeming grace of truth in the soul, that makes the followers of Christ one with one another, and one with God. He alone can expel enmity, envy, and unbelief. He sanctifies the entire affections. He restores the willing, desirous soul from the power of Satan unto God. This is the power of grace. It is a divine power. Under its influence there is a change from the old habits, customs, and practices, which when cherished separate the soul from God. And the work of sanctification goes on in the soul, constantly progressing and enlarging. Review and Herald, October 12, 1897.